constantly exhort you on the spiritual disciplines. The spiritual disciplines are choices that you make to grow. It says in the scriptures over and over that we are to grow in grace and the knowledge of Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. Grace is what God does. Knowledge is what we do. Grace God gives to us, but we have to grow in knowledge by spending the time to read. In fact, I showed the staff. You see the backside of my phone? This is the front side. The backside has the passage of Scripture that I'm right now memorizing. It happens to be Titus 2, 1-8. And that's on the backside of my phone. We touch these things between 1 and 2,000 times a day. Whether it's just touching it in your pocket to make sure it's there, or feeling, make sure it's still in your purse, or you know, that hasn't fallen out of your back pocket, or whether it's it buzzed and so we look at it, or whether it's because we thought of something, we want to do something, but we're constantly touching this. This has become the magnet of our attention for about 90% of most people between the age of 13 and go to Barnes & Noble, the 90-year-olds are trying to learn their iPads, you know. But everybody is getting into this. It's taking time. They used to be done, invested in other things, reading, talking, everything. What I've done is, I was challenged by someone. They said, every time you grab the phone out of your pocket, you have a choice, either to remind yourself of what you're supposed to be memorizing that day, or to just waste time with what really, really, when you think about it, doesn't matter. That's one of the disciplines, which is scripture memory. Now, scripture memory starts by reading the Bible, looking for, and that's what you're doing. Then you memorize the scripture, but then it's written on your heart and you meditate on it. Thy words were found, Jeremiah 15:16 says, and I did eat them, and thy word became for me the joy and rejoicing in my heart. Why? Because I'm called by your name. Do you know why a lot of believers don't feel like Christians? Because they're not spending time in the word, finding the word, eating the word, and God cannot give them the assurance, the joy and rejoicing that they're called by his name. Now, here is my next. Remember, I was a youth pastor. That's why I move around all the time. You should be lucky. In Florida, I was walking up and down the aisles, just, you know, keeping them all focused, you know, those Floridians. But here's what I used to always show my students. If the Lord is right here, no matter how many steps I take away from the Lord, it's always one step back. And what's that one step? Repentance. Repentance is, here's the Lord, and I've chosen to disobey him, whether it's, you know, my anxiety or my bitterness or my, you know, desires or my secret sins. So I've gotten away from him. I feel distant from him. I feel cold. The Bible's not interesting. I feel like he's not listening to me anymore. I just don't feel like a Christian. It's always one step back. It's called repentance. Repentance is a change of mind. So I repent right here. I say, God, I repent. I turn from whatever that is. I don't want that anymore. I want you. And it's a change of mind that leads to a change of direction. So that change of direction, I seek the Lord. Instead of seeking my sin, I say, I want you. Boom. The instant I do that, I'm back as close as it's possible to be to the Lord. You know what it says in James chapter 4? Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Humble yourself in the sight of God. That's what the Lord says. That's when I meditate on the word. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. The only way we live is by every word of God.